Hi, friends. Real quick, I just had to pop on and let you know that I just released something that's going to save you a bazillion hours as you are starting and growing your business. I know many of you tell me that trying to figure out what tech and software and tools and apps to use is like so overwhelming and you don't know which to use and all that. So I've put together a master spreadsheet. I called it my ultimate list of software, tools, tech, and apps, and I'm adding to it regularly. I'm updating it. I'm putting notes. I have direct links to the sites to go to. They're tools that I either currently use or have used or my clients have used and I've fully tested. So these are all ones that I've used and love. And I think it makes it super easy for you to go through the categories I've got from website platforms to email marketing to video recording, any kind of software tool. And if you don't see a category, let me know after you get it and I will gladly look into it and add it. So anyways, you're probably asking, well, how do I get it? Well, if you scroll down in the show notes right now, there'll be a link and I have it there so that you can snag it. All you have to do is enter your email. I'll send you a spreadsheet and then bookmark it in Safari or Google Chrome so that you have it anytime you need a recommendation and get that right now. So anyway, scroll down in the show notes or you can go to KimberlyBrock.com/tech, but I do have the direct link in the show notes right now for you. Okay, enjoy.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 110, and today I'm so excited to be talking to you about money. How you are going to make money with your new business. There are some new business owners that are out there right now who aren't making money, and you're going to hear why. There is a simple solution, a simple method to your madness so that you can make money doing what you love. If you are new here, welcome. I am so glad that you found this podcast because I have no doubt that it's going to help you along your business journey, whether you're a product-based business or a service-based business. You are in the right place. You get to make money doing what you love and make a difference in this world while doing it. So, a couple of things you need to do real quick if you're new. One, hit the subscribe button if you're in Apple Podcasts, hit the plus, whatever player you're in right now. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes, on anything that's going to help you build your new business. And if you have not gotten my free downloads yet, I have some free goodies for you. If you scroll down below, there's a free 16-step checklist to keep you on track as you're starting your business. And even a guide. If you were stuck in the idea stage, I've got a free guide for you to help you match up your passions and skills. And one more thing, did you know I have a private Facebook group for new business owners? Well, I hope so. And it's for aspiring business owners too, mind you. So if you are in that stage, you're pre-business or you're just starting, come join our group. It's awesome. So many women all starting their businesses. They're amazing and helpful and enthusiastic, and it's just awesome. So I hope you will come and join us. Scroll down below so you can apply real quick and get in with us because you need to get plugged in if you're just starting your business. And if you've been listening a while, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners for the great ratings and reviews. It makes me so happy. I have a favor to ask you today. If you know someone else who is starting a business, would you be so kind to them and to me to share this podcast with them? That will help spread the word. You can tell them about it, that it can help them too. I would be so honored if you would share it, but I know that it could help them too. So that would be awesome. If you've never shared this podcast with anyone you know, please do so today. That is it. Okay, let's get on to the episode. Hello, how are you today? All you aspiring business owners and new business owners out there, I hope you are taking steps in whatever stage that you're in. I would love to have an update. If you're in the Facebook group and it's around a Wednesday when you listen to this, please post because I want to hear on the Wins on Wednesday celebration post. I want to hear what you're doing. I would love to know. I get so excited when y'all post your wins and everything you're doing. And I would love to celebrate with you because I think it's awesome. And I think you need to know that it's amazing that you're taking steps because there's so many people out there who don't do anything to build their business dream. And you are, and you're here. And hopefully you're in my Facebook group too, because I want to cheer you on and we all want to support you. I hope everything is going awesome with your business. And I just want to point out today that there are things that you can be doing in the beginning of your business that will help bring in income. And you need to, because it's not going to be a hobby. This is going to be a business and you need to be making money, right? But there's some new business owners that I'm seeing that are saying, I'm not making money because, and then I've got this list of the becauses of all these reasons that some new business owners give for why they can't make money in their business, okay? And I want you to hear them. And when you hear them, you're going to think, well, wait, what's so bad about those things? Those are things we need to be doing. And they are. So don't get me wrong. These are things you can and maybe could or should be doing in your business, but you shouldn't be focusing all your time on these things, because what will happen is you're taking away time from the most important things that you should be doing. And I'm going to share with you the most important things you should be doing. And it's going to be in the form of an acronym so you can remember it. And I made up the acronym and I'm going to share it with you in just a minute. But first, drum roll, please. Let's hear the reasons why some of you believe that you aren't making money in your new business, okay? Or that you can't. It's because your website isn't amazing. It's because you don't have the best logo. It's because you don't totally feel good about your price or know your price. It's because you're not good at marketing, because you're not the best salesperson in the world, because you don't have time, because you've got a full-time job or something else, and that's why you're not making money, because you don't know the best hashtags, because you haven't gotten social media figured out, because you're not attending networking events all the time. And the list goes on, okay? Many of you think that you aren't making money because of these things. And thus, you are spending time, precious time, much time that you don't even have on these specific things. And it's taking away from what you should be focused on right now, okay? Now, remember, when you're building a business, there is a time and a place for everything. Think about it this way, really quick. This will be a good analogy for you. Think about your child is born and then it gets to be like a toddler and you're like, you know what? We have got to go on college tours right now. We've got to figure out where this baby is going to college in 17 years. We have got to figure this out. Okay, imagine that, and that you went on a college tour around the country trying to pick out colleges for your toddler. Okay, it's silly, right? No one does that. Well, it's the same with your business right now. There are things you should be doing and thinking about, right? But you shouldn't be using all your time on these things. Maybe you can think about them. You can do some of these things. You can get help, but there's a more important method for what you should be doing right now. Okay, so I'm going to share with you this method and we are going to go through this. And I want you to really take this to heart, because this is how you're going to make money in your business, okay? And if you're not making money in your business, you need to refocus on this. So the method is called, now again, I named it this. So if anyone tells you that this method is out there, they're lying, because I just made it up the other day. Now, I didn't make up the steps, but I just made up the acronym. The acronym is MOVE, M-O-V-E. You can remember that. If I'm asking you, how are you going to make money in your business? You're going to say, I'm going to move. And what does this mean? So we're going to go through each letter, M, O, V, and E, and I'm going to explain to you each step of this method. And now it's going to be clear to you how you're going to make money in this business. Okay. The first step is the M, and it stands for your mission. Okay. Also, I'm going to give you a couple other M words. It's the how you're going to make a difference, okay? It's getting in the right mindset for making a difference. It's your mission. M is for mission. What is the overall thing that you want to do for people? What is the transformation? You'll hear that word a lot in business talk. What's the transformation that you make for people? What mission are you on? How are you wanting to make this world a better place, whether it be in a big way or a small way. And I always talk about this, that it doesn't matter if you are a career coach, life coach, you know, you're a divorce coach to have amicable divorces, whatever. Maybe there's big things that you're helping people with, right? Some of you are doing fun things like gifts and cards and jewelry and all this stuff. No, it is not on the same realm of, you know, life-changing spectrum as like life coaching or something else, right? But it's very important. It's a part of people's lives. It brings joy. So I want you to think about right now in your business, what is your overall mission? Is it to save time, help people save money, feel better about themselves, look better, have better relationships, have more time to spend with their loved ones? What is it? What is the overall mission? What do you want to do for people, right? My whole mission, and this is just an example so you can get it. My whole mission is to help people out there see that starting a small business is possible for them and that they can turn their passions and skills into a profitable and fulfilling business. That's my mission. I want people to believe that so that they actually take steps to do it instead of regretting every day that they've never done it. Now, I want them all to succeed. The truth is, not everyone will succeed and not everyone will continue, and some people will realize that business is not for them. The whole point is that I want them to see that their God-given gifts that they know they have, that the skills and the passions that they have for something can be used for good, to make a difference and do it. That's my whole mission. Now, I know that was long, but that's my whole mission and that's what I'm doing every day. Okay? What are you doing every day? What is your whole mission? Okay? Think about that. You have to have a mission. You are not a commodity. You are not Walmart where you're just selling this and that. You are doing this for something greater. You have to. And you have to be able to portray that to the people that you sell to, okay? So M is mission. What is your mission? And what are we doing? How are we going to make money in our business? We're going to move. Okay, M, mission. Let's go to O. O is you have to have an offering, O for offering, that is clear and desirable. Clear and desirable. Oh, and I forgot to mention on that list earlier that some people think that they're not making money because they don't have the right price. Did I say that? I can't remember if I said that or not, but some people think it's their pricing, that it's not perfect. And that's not it. You have to have an offering that is clear, means people understand, and it's easy if you're a product-based business to be pretty clear about what you're offering. But if you're a service-based business owner, sometimes that is harder. And I know this firsthand because I've had product-based businesses. I have had this business. I've also had a photography business for a little while that was on the side, but that was pretty easy too because people knew what they were buying from me, right? But if you're a service-based business owner, you have to make it real clear what you're really doing for people. And it took me a while to kind of get this together that I help people with their strategy, right? For a while, I wasn't like, what am I doing? Am I actually walking them through the steps? Am I hand-holding everybody in all my coaching? Am I working on just their mindset? Like, what am I doing? And now I realize I'm a strategic coach. This is what I do. I help people with their strategies for starting their business and growing it and getting it to consistent income. These are the people, these are my people who are maybe unsure of how they're going to do this. And I want to wrap my arms around them, right? That's what I do. That is my offering. And I have one-on-one coaching and I have my Grow Getters program. And you can read about it all below. But that's what I offer. Your offer has to be something that people want. Here's what happens with some people that are creatives. Okay. I don't know if this is you or people who are makers or sewists and you're doing all these things and you have all these grand ideas, but do you know that it is something people want to buy? Do you know that? And then you're probably saying, well, how do I find that out? Well, you find that out because you talk to people, not just your friends. You talk to other people. You can even make prototypes. You can show it on social. You can email it out. And you can start seeing if people want to buy and if they do buy, and you can get testers who will test it. You need to know that people will buy it. So it has to be a clear and desirable offer. And that's O. Okay. Whatever it is, your product or service. So we've got M for mission, O for your paid offering. V is for you have to be visible and inviting people in. Let me say that again. There's actually two, you know, I've got a V in the second word. V, you have to be visible and inviting people in. Here is the biggest issue that I see with new business owners is on this V, the third step. You're either A, not visible, because you've just thought that if you build it, they will come. And nobody knows that you're doing this. Nobody has any idea. You haven't met people. You're not findable online. You're not searchable. Nobody knows. Or you've sat there and you just haven't done anything. Or you're visible, but you're not inviting people to take a step closer with you. And what does that mean? Okay, so think about it. If someone invites you to a birthday party right now, they send you an invitation or an e-vite, they send you something or a text and say, I'm having a party this Friday. And then you'll think about it and you'll look at your calendar and then you'll reply back, yeah, I can go. Or maybe it just said RSVP if you can't. So you didn't even reply and then you show up to the party. All is good, right? They invited you in. Well, it's the same with your business. But here, let me back up. So the people that invited you to the party, sometimes, like if it's a wedding or a big event, they will follow up and say, we haven't gotten your RSVP. But for the most part, nobody's bugging you, usually. Okay? They're not bugging. Just humor me for a minute with a story. In general, let's just pretend that no one bugs you after they send you an RSVP and either you show up or you decline. Okay? Your business is the same way. You have to be inviting people in. And what are those invitations that I'm talking about? I'm talking about if you have a store, you're open and you have the door open, or you invite people in. If you have a booth at a show, you're inviting people in. If you have an Etsy store or a website, you're inviting people in because they can come in and shop, right? You're inviting people in. I'm on this podcast. I invite people in. How do I invite people in? Think about it for a minute. What do I talk about at the beginning of every episode? I tell people that I have a Facebook group, a private Facebook group. I'm inviting people in because what are they doing when they get in my Facebook group? They're moving a step closer. They're saying, yeah, I actually do want to learn more about that. Because if this is somebody listening that is opening a huge restaurant chain, they're going to go, yeah, this is good information, but I don't need to be in that group because I'm not just starting a business doing what I love, like a smaller business, right? That's doesn't really apply to them. If it's like this huge restaurant chain, they're going to have like big consultants and backers and investors and all that stuff, right? Theoretically, right? So I invite people into my Facebook group. I invite people into my free downloads that I have. I have the 16-step checklist. I have the Ikigai guide, which is a guide that helps them figure out their business idea. I invite people in. But this is what I'm seeing. Those of you that have awesome new businesses, you're out and about, you're meeting people, and you're saying, yeah, I do this. No one knows if you have a website. No one knows if you have maybe social handles that you're on. No one knows that you have a podcast or a YouTube channel. No one knows that you have a coupon or that you have, you know, a website showing your products. Like nobody knows. You haven't invited them in. When you're meeting people, whether it be like I meet people every week through this podcast, even though I'm not meeting them personally, when I'm meeting people or you're meeting people in person, there should always be something that you're sharing where they can take a step in closer to you. This is where the breakdown happens because I've seen new business owners who have the most awesome service offering, and they're out and about and they're meeting a million people, but they're not really inviting people in. They're not telling the people who are interested the next step. What is the next step after someone meets you? So for example, in the past, when I had my online gift boutiques, people would say, oh, what do you do? And I'd say, oh, I own two online gift boutiques. And they'd be like, cool. They're online. I say, yeah, I have a website. And, you know, I'd talk about how fun it was. And then I'd say, yeah, if you ever, you know, if they're talking about it and I can tell that they're interested, this is totally natural. This is not being creepy or salesy or awkward. But if they're still asking, I say, yeah, my website is inthisveryroom.com, or they will ask. And then they would go to it and they would shop. Because they were excited. They wanted to know. But a lot of you are talking and there's no next step, like a business card or, you know, a coupon or a way to follow on social or just something. Make sure if you're meeting people that they know
what the next step is with you. Maybe you offer a free consult or a free trial. You could always say, oh yeah, we offer free trials. Come in. Like someone here locally owns a gym and they tell people, you know, oh yeah, come on in, come in for a free trial. Like that was just an invitation to come in. Okay. Like when you see ads on TV, there's invitations all day long. Go to the website, click here. You can scan a code. You can do this or that. Right? We are not just being billboards of brand awareness 100% of the time. Now, brand awareness is good some of the time, like if you're a bigger brand, but you're about meeting people and meeting people, whether it be online or in person, and then you are inviting them into your circle. Okay. Make sure you're doing that. Think about what the next step is. If you meet someone and they are so excited about what you offer, what would be the next step that you would offer them? Would you direct them to a website? Would you give them a business card? And what are you doing to put the control into their hands? Just like I said with the party invitation earlier, they have put the control in your hands when they send you that invitation, and it's up to you to decide. They're not theoretically hunting you down and calling you every 5 minutes and going, are you coming? Are you coming? Are you coming? How annoying would that be? That's not it. They put it in your hands by giving you the invitation. That's what I do. If people come to me for a consult call or people that want to coach, they'll, you know, we'll get on a call or email them back. And then we know we're a fit. And I'm like, yes, just let me know when you're ready and we'll schedule the calls. Boom. I left it in their court. That was my last invitation to them. Okay. What is a natural way that you can invite them in? Not in a creepy way, not in a weird way, but when it's right. Okay. Make sure you're doing that. Okay. So let's review again the MOVE method. This is how you're going to make money in your business, your mission, your paid offering, your visible with invitations. Okay. Meaning visible, people know you, you've met people, you have a way. Okay. And E is what a lot of people don't do. And that's why I have it in here, because I could have just done three easy steps. I could have said, make money in three easy steps. I'm making it four because I believe in this. Step four is the E, which is evaluate your results. Evaluate what you're doing. Look back, reflect. Is this working? Is this not working? Do I feel comfortable? Do I not feel comfortable? Do I feel authentic? Do I not feel authentic? Am I getting sales? Am I not getting sales? Am I getting people that are interested, but then it's not turning into sales? What is it? Evaluate what you're doing. And you're evaluating the numbers as much as you're evaluating how you feel. Did you hear me on that? You're evaluating numbers and stats as much as you are evaluating how you feel. Because if you do not feel authentic in what you're doing, if you do not feel comfortable, if this doesn't feel right, if you're like, this is so out of my zone, then what are you doing? Stop doing it. You just evaluated it. Pivot. Go another direction. Just like, let's say you're having a really hard time posting on Instagram. I know someone in my Grow Getters group had brought this up, that it doesn't really feel authentic to her. And then someone had suggested, what about Pinterest? Yes, there's other alternatives and things you can do. I'm not saying she'll decide to do that. She may still do it by the suggestions that we gave her for posting on Instagram. Maybe she will find a way to do it authentically. My point is to evaluate what you're doing from the heart as well as from the mind. Okay, so that you can know what you should keep doing. Because right now in the beginning, everything is a test. Every single thing you're doing is a test, and you're trying to figure things out and navigate and go and find the right path. It's like you're in a corn maze. You know those corn mazes that they talk about? And you're like, do I go this way, that way? And you go one way and it's a dead end and you turn around and you go another way. Does it mean that you failed? No, it means that now you know, don't go that way. We're not going that way anymore. Does that make sense? So how are you going to make money in your business right now? You're going to have a mission in mind, okay, for how you're going to make a difference. You got to know that first because this is not a commodity. You have to have a paid offering that people want and that's clear and easy for them to understand, okay, check. You need to be visible. People have to know about your business. You're going to have a way to get the word out there, whether it be you meet them in person, you meet them online, however it is. Maybe they can find you when they search on Google. That's how my business grew for many, many years. At the time, it was so easy for me to get ranked on Google. Now it is not. Okay, you have to shift with the times, but you have to be visible with invitations. You have to be inviting people in on your website. How are you inviting people in? If that's what they're doing, is it shop now, shop here, book a call? What is it? When you go to my website, it's start here and you can get the free downloads. I've just invited them in and they've decided on their own whether they want to keep taking steps or not.
Okay. And E is evaluate the results. What's working? What's not working? Look at your mind. Look at your heart. Does it feel all good together? Okay. This is how you're going to make money. All those other things that I mentioned in the beginning for the reasons that people give, why they aren't making money, some new business owners, they're all valid things like figuring out your pricing, your website, knowing hashtags, you know, having time and all that stuff. But that's not really it, because you could have no time. You could have very little time, but meet just the right people and get business and not even have a website, not have social media, not have anything else. Okay, so just realize that. Don't waste your time on these other things and get pigeonholed. Realize that it's really about you being on a mission with an offer that people want to buy, and people know you and hear about it, and you've invited them in, and they have made the conscious decision to step in or buy. That's it. That's how you're going to make money in your business. So realize that and don't get caught up in the details of all these other things. They are important. You are going to have to find time to do those, but realize the big picture of what you're doing. Okay, that's it. And I want to invite you today. Do you hear my invitation? I want to invite you today. If you know that you need quick and urgent help, strategic help with your business, you know you can book one-on-one coaching sessions with me, right? I love to help you with your strategy. You can click below and even just send me an email or DM me. My social media handles are Start with Kimberly Brock. You can just message me and I'll let you know if strategic coaching is exactly what you need. Also, too, I'm inviting you today to make sure you know about Grow Getters. That is my program for new business owners. It is a group coaching program. It gives you community, coaching, and core training so that you can actually grow your business and start making consistent monthly income. So I'm so excited you're here. Make sure you click below and read everything and get plugged in, because I'm just so excited for you. You can build your business dream. Okay, have a great day. Bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com, and yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.